Nationalizing firms isn't enough. As mentioned before, there is the linking up of the different firms beneath something like Vysenka. And also, Lenin had a clear idea of the importance of banks in this. Right away, they nationalized banks, but their longer-term strategy involved abolishing the bank or transforming it into essentially a central bookkeeping department of the communist society, or in other words, sort of the central transmission point for where the plan would turn into the resources for the plan, and essentially the banks would make sure that only things in the plan were allowed to be produced by the factories. Only factories that were within the plan would be able to be involved in production. And ultimately, once the banks played this role of central bookkeeper, then they could slowly begin to allow money to dissolve away as they did things in kind, as they used non-cash transactions for everything, and the central bookkeeping was the role of a moneyless banking system. And they took practical steps in this direction. With the goal of abolishing money, the state introduced rationing and free goods and services. Grigory Zinoviev, for example, spoke to, he's a member of the Central Committee, and he declared, I think, to the Central Committee, "We are approaching the complete abolition of money. We are making the wages of labor a payment in kind. We're introducing free trams. We already possess free education, free dinners, even if of a poor quality," he said, "free housing and free lighting." Also, a decree in 1920 established that wages were to be paid in kind. And the same year, Lenin wrote to the Commission for Abolishing Cash Taxes that there, quote, "There is no doubt about switching from money to the exchange of products without money," and then went on to say that it couldn't occur just yet. First, it was necessary to end direct appropriation of peasant surpluses and move it to a tax in kind, because of course the peasants were revolting. And a declaration on February 1921 stated the intention to abolish all money payment of taxes. So they were still hoping to move in that direction in February 1921. Oh, and importantly, because they were so insistent on moving in this direction, on eventually abolishing currency, they did not mind when their policies began to affect the currency, devalue the currency, create money shortages, and so on and so forth.